lectern, the shtetl, by your murder the after of the touch. No, I can't. You can't. You can't. You can't take it. Okay. So, Akhtada Gemura Notes, which has been graced and continues to be graced by Rabbi. Continues to be graced by Rabbi Neuberger, who was such an extraordinary rabbi, and so many of us to benefit from his learning and from his teaching. The subject for tonight is the issue of Hanochas Tefillin in Chol HaMoed, and in particular, the relationship between Halacha and Kabbalah. When do we paskin La Halacha? When do we paskin like Kabbalah? Can we paskin like Kabbalah, Keneged Halacha? Do we paskin like the Zohar at all? And the issue begins as its point of departure as a point of intersection between Halacha and Kabbalah. So what I'd like to do is invite you to take a look at the first page. Does anybody not have a copy of the Xerox sheets? There's a pile over here. I want to acknowledge the debt that I owe to my late professor, Professor Jacob Katz, who for many years taught at the Hebrew University, and I had the privilege of studying with him when I was in graduate school in Cambridge, who was an extraordinary teacher and extraordinary scholar, and really helped to pave the way of the field of the history of Halacha. And I gave you the reference at the beginning of the first page of the article that Professor Katz wrote on this subject that helped me a great deal in putting together tonight's presentation. This first tshuva comes from the back of the tshuvas of the Beis Yosef and Eben Ezer, and it's a tshuva from the uncle of the Beis Yosef. He writes at the top, Tshuva Selu Matzosi Nidodi Harav Hamuvhak Rabbi Yitzchak Karo. And I copied it here next to my tshuvas. We don't know too much about Rav Yitzchak Karo. What we know is, besides the fact that he was an uncle of Rav Yosef Karo, which means that he lived at the end of the 15th into the beginning of the 16th century, he lived in Spain. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in Spain, and before the expulsion in 1492, he moved his yeshiva from Toledo, which is a town to about an hour south of Madrid. In the Middle Ages, there really was no such thing as Madrid. Toledo was an irvein by Israel. He moved his yeshiva before the expulsion. He saw what was coming to Portugal. And then when the Jews were expelled from Portugal in 1497, he moved his yeshiva to Constantinople, to the Ottoman Empire. So this is the little bit that we know about the uncle. And he is cited here in the back of the tshuvas of his nephew. The question, the point of departure is the following. Which takes preference? Does Yibum take preference or does Chalitza take preference? This is a huge subject. It's a very interesting subject. And it has to do with, as we'll see shortly, the relationship between Halacha and Kabbalah. So the story is, just to get us into the context until we get to the issue at hand, Yivama shetafsa kol nichsei baila v'omeret she'eina rotza lahotzi hanachasim miyada ad sheyachlot hayavam. And the next line, v'hayavam omer she'eina rotza lachlot elo liyabe. So she wants chalitza and he wants yibum. So the question is, what do we do in such a case? Tshuva, ze hadin tolui bidin iser v'heter. Vahu im mitzvahs yibum kodemes le mitzvahs chalitza, or im mitzvahs chalitza kodemes le mitzvahs yibum. So you have to know which one takes priority. Obviously, the one that takes priority is the one that we're going to follow. So you skip a couple of lines, about six or seven lines. The imkain, the line beginning biyad hayorshim, the third word in the line. The imkain tzarech sheneda im halacha kamanda amar yibum kodem le mitzvahs chalitza. Oh, mitzvahs chalitza kodemes l'mitzvahs yibum. Ulefi daiti, the halacha kamandi amar mitzvahs yibum kodemes berayos brura. So as far as I'm concerned, it's quite clear that of the two, yibum takes precedence, takes priority over chalitza. Haraya harishona למצוות ייבום קודמת למצוות חליצה היא שאחר שהיא מחלוקת בין הפנאים והאמוראים והפוסקים in mitzvah yibum kodem lemitzvah chalitza. Since this issue is debated in our traditional halachic sources, and now's not the time to go into that, but we can rest assured that that in fact is the case. It's a machlokes, panoim, amoraim, and poskim. In other words, it's an unresolved issue in the corpus of halachic writings. V'lo ifsika hilchisa ke'echad mehen. And there's no clear-cut machriya in the world of halacha to determine which one it should be. It remains a machlokes. And v'ra'inu chachmei ha-kabbalah she'svarasam she'mitzvas yibum kodem le'mitzvas chalitza. And the Kabbalists, for whatever reason, again, not relevant now, believe, and he actually explains it a little bit later, why yibum should take precedence over chalitza, in order to give the neshama of the nifter, it's all mystical and kabbalistic reasons why we should proceed with yibum as opposed to chalitza. In kein roi lifsok halacha kohen. If in the world of halacha there's a psak that's machriya, so the psak is machriya. End of discussion. But if in the world of halacha yesh panim lekan ulekan, that the world of halacha itself doesn't resolve the question. And in the world of Kabbalah, it's clear that one side is preferable to the other. So we'll follow what, in the absence of any machriya, in the halacha world, we'll follow the Kabbalah. V'ra'inu chachmei ha-Kabbalah, so we should follow. Ro'i lifsok halacha kohen. V'haseichel gozer, okay? She'im chachmei ha-Kabbalah posku halacha hefech psak ha-Talmud. Yitzok hadin kitalmud aruch shebiyadenu. To say that the Zohar or Kabbalah has the capacity, has the power to paskin keneged our standard halachic corpus, that's not possible. We're going to paskin like our Gemara. Aval achar shalonif seka halacha b'talmud, v'gam kol haposkin lo pasku halacha kimi, ela ish ledarko panu. Everybody went in their own direction. So he sets up a very important fundamental principle that where Kabbalah argues with halacha, where halacha is clear-cut, Kabbalah doesn't stand a chance. The Zohar is irrelevant. We'll see soon a lashon that Reb Shimon ben Yochai could scream and yell and Svetim Gornish Telfum, because that's what the psak halacha is. But in a place where it's not clear, then we can introduce a strongly held Kabbalistic opinion to be machri and the halacha. Ziraya. Now comes the raya. Now we come le nidon didan to our issue. And I want to use this as a point of departure. I want to first take a look at the setter, at the uncle of Rabbi Yosef Karo. And then I want to look at the next tshuva will be from the Maharshal, both of them from the 16th century, in order to set up the issue. And then I want to go back and start and look at the Gemaras and trace this all the way through until the 18th century. And then each one of you do whatever it is that your custom is. Whatever your custom is correct. I'm not going to convince you one way or another. That's not my role. My role is to try to expose you and sensitize you to what's going on here. What's the issue? Viraya, says Rabbi Yitzchak Karo. How do you know that in a place where it's not clear cut, we paskin like Kabbalah? Viraya, shahare b'chol ha-moed, yesh machlokes, im naniach tfilin im lo. That happens to be a machlokes, what to do, whether we should put on tfilin or chol ha-moed or not. And, as a matter of fact, v'lo ifsika halacha kimi, and it remains an open question. There's no clear-cut hachra. V'achar shemotzu chachmei sforad maimer b'medrash hazohar shemitzvas tfilin eina noheges b'chol ha-moed. The Zohar says explicitly that the mitzvah of tfilin is not relevant in chol ha-moed. And in fact, the Zohar even goes so far as to say, v'sha'osa lahanicha. And in fact, the Zohar goes so far as to say that if somebody chas v'shalom puts on tefillin of Chol HaMoed who's kotzeitz b'netiyos, that means he's a heretic, and he's chayev misa, mamish chayev misa, state in Zohar, if somebody puts on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, when the Chachmei Sfarad discovered the Zohar, was Meir Eine Ha'olam in the 13th century, so at the end of the 13th century, in the 14th century in Spain, so when the Zohar began to become more well known, and the Chachmei Sfarad in the place where the Zohar was Nisgale, read that it says in the Zohar, and the Zohar, the Chachmei Sfarad believed, comes from the 2nd century, is written by Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So Reb Shimon Bar Yochai has such a strong feeling about the Isser, about the problematics of wearing tefillin Chol HaMoed. So when they saw this, they decided, lo hinichum ol b'Chol HaMoed. Again, what's the principle? It's not as if lahalacha it was clear. Lahalacha was an open question. Here's a perfect example. Now back to the issue of Yibum and Chalitza, since it's a question of a debate, and comes Kabbalah, and Kabbalah has a strong opinion, so Kabbalah could be Mechriah. Now he continues, and he says, Va'od, שבכל ספרד נוהגים בכל הדינים ובכל ענייני איסר והתר כסברת הרש. Very interesting. Rabbeinu Asher, the Rush, was born in Germany. He was born in Ashkenaz. The end of the 13th century, 1298, the Rush ran from Ashkenaz and he went to Sfarad. The Rush learned in the yeshiva of the Marami Rutenberg. The Marami Rutenberg was the Rush's Rebbe. The Rush's Chavrusa was the Mordechai. Comes the Rindfleisch massacres at the end of the 13th century, wreaks havoc on Ashkenazic Jewry. The Maharam, the famous story, he tries to run away, gets dressed up, a Meshumid identifies him, they throw him into a Migdol, they put him in prison, the Jewish people want to ransom him. You know the whole sugi about whether you could ransom Yeser Mikadei de Mayhem, that's the whole story with the Maharam until Rabbi Avram Ziskin, after he was already Nifter in Tfisa, Rabbi Avram Ziskin, said that I will ransom his body, I'll deny that when I die I want to be buried next to him. So if you go today to Worms, in the year 2008, you go to Worms in Germany, to the old Beis HaKvaros HaYoshon, which remarkably is still standing and totally untouched by the Nazis, you see it's mamish almost like a double kever. You have the Maharami Rutenberg, and you have almost on the same stone, it looks like a shtickel luchos, it's not even a separate stone. It's attached to the stone of the Ramami Rutenberg. You have Rabbi Avram Ziskin, who got what he wanted. He paid to be poser the body, and he's next to him. So the Maharam, that was the story of the Maharam. The Mordechai, Nebuch was killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, in these massacres. He didn't make it. The Rush made it. He escaped from Germany. He went to southern France. He went over the Pyrenees. He came to Spain. We're going to soon see the Rashba. He spent time in Barcelona with the Rashba. At the beginning of the 14th century, the Rashba was the chief rabbi of Barcelona. Then he made his way, Taka, to Toledo, and he was the Rav, the chief rabbi of Toledo, until 1327, and around 1327 he passed away. So he spent the last 25 years of his life in Sfarad. The Rush is a fascinating figure, because he belies the generally accepted assumption that Sfarad is Sfarad and Ashkenaz is Ashkenaz, v'leikarav zel zen, it's not true. He has a perfect example of somebody in his own life, first half of his life in Ashkenaz, second half of his life in Sfarad. When he comes to Sfarad, he comes with a tremendous reputation, which he only enhances over the course of the 25 years. Comes again now, the next century, the uncle of Rabbi Yosef Karo, and says, "B'chol Sfarad, noagim b'chol hadinim, u'b'chol inyani yisuf v'heter kisvaras harosh." What did the Rush do with regard to the issue of tefillin al Chol HaMoed? V'hara v'hu haya meinichab. The Rush wore tefillin al Chol HaMoed. Not only did he wear tefillin al Chol HaMoed, but u'mevarach aleihem. He made a bracha on tefillin al Chol HaMoed. We'll see there's a shita that says, wear it and don't make a bracha. The Rush, according to him, and we'll see if this is true or not shortly, The Rosh Taka put on tefillin, and he made a bracha. So he was machriya. And Sfarad, according to him, follows the sheet of the Rosh, which means that until the Zohar was nisgala, they followed the Rosh, which means that they put on tefillin, a chol hamoed. Umishosh shemotzu amaymerahu lo hinicham od kol hachachamim v'kol hakiilos ein gamechad. The Kolshkein, the David, the lowest of the Hilchasa, Lizza Omer Beko, Lizza Omer Beko Shanachria, Kechach Mehakabala. Look how the story of Tfilin on Chalamayit is so powerful that not only is it an example of where Halacha is uncertain, Kabbalah is Machria, Adkidei Kach, in such a case, in this particular case, the power of the Zohar was so strong that it outweighed, says Rabbi Yitzchak Karo, even the regnant practice in Sfarad to follow the Shitas HaRosh, to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed and to make a bracha. So tefillin on Chol HaMoed is used by Rabbi Yitzchak Karo as an example of the power of Kabbalah. The power of Kabbalah, Atke Dekach, not only to be machriya in doubt, but even to outweigh what he claims is a clearly established halachic practice. Now I want to show you the other side. So go to the next page, the tshuva of the Marshal. The Marshal, Shlomo Luria, so the Marshal lived in the 16th century. He's a Bar Plukta with the Ramah. We have tshuvas of the Ramah to the Marshal, very famous tshuva about the legitimacy of the study of philosophy. Huge debate between the Ramah and the Marshal. It's in the Shilas and tshuvas of the Ramah. The Marshal lived in Lublin. He was a Rav in Lublin. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in Lublin. Lublin was a major Ir Ve'en by Yisrael before Rav Meir Shapiro, before the Yeshivas, Chachmei Lublin in the 20th century, going way back. It was a major city. It was a major Makom Torah. Says the Marshal in his Tshuvas, Simen Sabi Ches. Turn the page sideways. Ahuvi Yedidi Amaskil Rav Mordechai Rav Tanchum Sheshoalta Osi Al minhagim lahaniach tefillin shel yad biyeshiva o ba'amida. So his point of departure has nothing to do with even the chalitza. His issue is when you put on the tefillin shel yad, are you sitting or are you standing? Why do you ask? V'meisha ra'isa harbe min habedaktikim bedikduke anias. It's a nice way of saying people who are involved in misguided or misdirected piety, who think they know and they really mean well, but it's really a shtikla krum, the shtikla not really precise. You saw that these people, lahaniach tefillin shel yad biyeshiva. So therefore, now you're asking me what my custom is, and apparently whatever I'm going to tell you I do, you're going to do as well. Da ahuvi, 16th century Poland. Chadoshim ikorav ba'u, verochim lihios mika tamekubalim. There are all kinds of people now who want to be more mystically inclined, who want to be more mekubalim, and he gives a list of the books, and it's a sort of an allusion to the different Kabbalistic works, and they really don't understand what they're doing. Elo shekach motzu b'sifrei Reb Shimon bar Yochai. V'da ahuvi, says the Marshal. So you're influenced by Kabbalah to sit when you put on tefillin shel yad, and you want to know what I do. I have a Kabbalah from all the Rabbeim way back. They didn't sit. They followed the Talmud and the Poskim. It doesn't get better than him. But if he were to walk into the Shmedrish in Lublin and clap on the stender and say, now we have to sit when we put on tefillin, we would say, thank you very much, and we would totally ignore what it is that he has to say. He could shrei gewalt chai v'kayim, and it doesn't matter. Lo ashkechina be, ki berov devor v'en alocha kamoso. V'raya lozeh, shehu kosav sodos gedolos v'azhoros nifloos, for example, She'en levorech shtei brachos al tefillin shel rosh v'shel yad. You know, there's a whole long discussion Actually, I learned this from my bar mitzvah pshatl more years ago than I care to remember. See, they make one bracha on the tzon shiyah and tzon shiyah. Is it one bracha or is it two bracha? Big machlekes. And he has soydis and azhoris and the flois and gedolus shein levarech. But the honor lo eshkechina bei umbevarechim shtayim. So we don't listen to him. So he could, very nice, but he's irrelevant. In terms of ritual practice, he's irrelevant. Gam, now we come to our issue. Gam hu kosav, hameniach tfilim b'chalamoyed, chayiv nisa, state in the Zohar. But v'anachnu menichim uvarachim aleim. In Poland, you're going to this medrash in chalamoyed, we put on tfilim, and we put on tfilim with the bracha. According to the Marshal, tefillin on Chalamoid is cited for the exact opposite reason. Rabbi Yitzchak Karo cited the practice of tefillin on Chalamoid to show the power of Kabbalah, that Kabbalah has the power to say you can't. The Marshal cites the issue of tefillin on Chalamoid to show the weakness of Kabbalah, that Hagam and Kabbalah stayed beferish chayiv nisa. It doesn't matter. The weakness of Kabbalah, that even though Kabbalah feels so strongly, we do what we always did. Just like we make two brachas when it comes to the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh, we put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed and we make a bracha. V'av shebnei Eretz Yisrael einon manichin tefillin klal b'Chol HaMoed. Even though in Eretz Yisrael they don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. No, I'll tell you why. Because lefisha harashbaba ubitil haminag lefish varoso shetofas das ribalotesis. That the reason why in Eretz Yisrael they don't put on tefillin is because they're influenced by the sheet of the Rashba, which we'll come to. V'losha choshu ledivrei azoa. V'losha choshu levad. It's not because they're influenced by the Zohar, and that's why they don't put on tefillin. They don't put on tefillin because organically, in the halachic process, is the tshuva, the Rashba, citing the Balei HaTosfos, who say that you shouldn't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But it has nothing to do with Kabbalah. And we still put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed with a bracha in spite of the Zohar. So it's a proof for the irrelevance of the Zohar in paskening halacha. Rabbi Yitzchak Karo, it's a proof for the relevance of the Zohar in paskening halacha. So with that hakdama, laying out the issue in terms of the relationship between halacha and Kabbalah, and how fascinating our issue is, the nekuda that both sides use as an example to support their position. Now let's go back and start from the beginning. So I want to work through three Gemaras and one Yerushalmi. And everything is going to hang on these three Gemaras and the one Yerushalmi. So the bottom of page 2, the Gemara in Erev and Daf Tzadivav. So the Gemara says as follows. Uman Shamed. It's about 10-12 lines down from the top. The last word on the line. The first word on the line is Yilkeh. Hayashim Bishmini Besukkah Yilkeh. Shades of last year's shir about the Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. The end of that line, Uman Shamit Le. We have to dive right in here to the middle of the Gemara. Uman Shamit Le. Shabbos Zman Tfilin. And who is the one who says that on Shabbos you wear Tfilin on Shabbos? There's a bona fide Shita. Obviously, we don't pass them like this, and we're going to see about it in a little bit more detail. There is a bona fide shita that on Shabbos you should wear tefillin. Who says that? Rabbi Akiva. The Sanya, because we learned in a braisa. Pasuk says, V'shamarta sachuka hazos l'moada miyamim yamima. So this pasuk is taken from, as you see on the side in the Torah, or Shmos Yud Gimel, and it's pasuk Yud. It's the last pasuk in the parsha of Kadosh Li Kol Bechor. So Perek Yud Gimel in Shmos begins Vayedaber Shem Al Moshe Lema Kadosh Li Kol Bechor Petar Kol Rechem Bivnei Yisrael Vayomer Moshe Al Ha'am Zachar Asiyom Azeh She Yitzosim Mitzrayim Beis Avodim היום אתם יוצאים בחודש האביב, שבעת ימים תאכל מצות, ביום השביעי חג להשם, מצות יהיה אוכל לשבעת הימים, ולא ירוע לך חמץ, והגר אותו לבנך ביום ההולמו, הגנצה הריחס, רלוונט to Pesach, and then, והיה לך לאוס על ידך, ולזיכרון בין עיניך, למען תהיה תורס השם בפיך, לאוס על ידך, לזיכרון בין עיניך, זה רפרנס לתפילין, כי ביד חזקה הוציאך השם ממצרים back to Pesach, ושמרת את החוקה הזוס למועדו מימים ימים. So the Gemara says this follows. ושמרת את החוקה הזוס למועדו מימים ימים. ימים זה לא לילוס. ימים is when you put on tefillin, but you don't put on tefillin at night. מימים means only some days. מימים Sundays. You put on tefillin, ולא כל ימים, not all days. Prat l'shabosos v'yamim tov and divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that on Shabbos and Yom Tov we do not put on tefillin from the limud of mi yamim, yamima. It's not only yamim v'lo leilos, but even in yamim, it's not all yamim, it's some yamim. As opposed to Shabbos and Yom Tov, where we do not put on tefillin. Rabbi Akiva, however, disagrees. Lo nemar chukazu elo leinyon Pesach bilvat. And the Torah says the shamata sachuka hazos lemoado miyamim yamima. Techlal has nothing to do with tefillin. It doesn't have to do with the immediately preceding pasuk, but it has to do with the whole parsha. The whole parsha is basically a parsha that focuses on Pesach. Now skip a couple of lines. The Sofer Rabbi Akiva, right before it's on the line. V'sava Rabbi Akiva Shabbos Zman Tfilin Hu. But if Rabbi Akiva says that Chukah is Pesach, means it has nothing to do with Tfilin. So there's no limud here. It's not me Yamim, especially La Fuke Shabbos and Yom Tov. We know we're not talking about Tfilin. So says the Gemara. Does Rabbi Akiva hold Taka therefore as a result that you should wear Tfilin on the Shabbos? For Tanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yochol Yaniach Adam Tfilin B'Shabbosos V'Yamim Tovim. You might think that a person should put on tefillin in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Talmud Loma V'Hayo Lecha La'os Al Yadcha. V'Hayo Lecha La'os Al Yadcha. The previous pasuk, V'Hayo Lecha La'os Al Yadcha U'Luzikar Ben Enecha. So there the Torah clearly is making a reference to tefillin, and it refers to tefillin as an os. Mi shetzrich an os. When do you put on tefillin? When you need an os. Tefillin is an os. Yatzu elu shehen gufan os. But Shabbos and Yom Tov are intrinsically an os. So therefore you don't need the extra os, the external os of tefillin. Look at Rashi in the bottom right hand side. Mi shetzrich an os. Yamim she Yisrael tzrichin lahamid os al atzman. Lahaker shehem machzikim b'torosu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You need an oath. You need a sign to connect you to God and to God's Torah. Yotzu shabbosos v'yamim tovim. So we say that it doesn't apply on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shehem atzman oath b'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael. V'chsiv ki oath hi b'ni u'v'nech. So we're going to leave aside the question. Well, doesn't that pasuk really only talk about Shabbos? How do you know that Yom Tov is an os? There's a lot of discussion, especially in the Achronim, on Rashi, on the Gemara, to say that Yom Tov also has a halacha of Shabbos with regard to os. Some of them actually say, the pasuk says, in Pesach, Usfartem Lochem, Mimachras HaShabbos, and we know that Machras HaShabbos is not Sunday, but it means Machras Yom Tov HaRishon. So we see that even Yom Tov is referred to as Shabbos. So Shabbos is Os, Yom Tov is Os. Tefillin, we don't wear on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. There's not a word in the Gemara about Chol HaMoed. So when the Gemara says Yom Tov, it's clear in the Gemara, two limudim in the Gemara, Yamim mi Yamim, and the limud of the oath, that on Shabbos and Yom Tov there's no tefillin. Question, what about the middle of Yom Tov? What about between the Yom Tiv part of Yom Tiv. Does Chol HaMoed have a din Yom Tiv? In which case, there's an oath on Chol HaMoed also, and therefore there's no tefillin. Or do we say that the oath part of Yom Tiv is only the Yom Tiv part of Yom Tiv, but not on Chol HaMoed? And if it's not on Chol HaMoed, so Mimela, you're going to need to have tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara does not at all address this issue, and there's no raya you could bring from this Gemara one way or another. Now let's look at the Gemara Menachos, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Bet. Gemara Menachos basically quotes, is basically similar to the Gemara in Erevin Tzadi Vav. So the Gemara Menachos, page 3, Lamed Vav Amud Bet, Disanya, it's a little bit more than halfway down the narrow lines, the Vishamata, Sachuka, Hazos, Lamoada, Miyamim, Yamima, Yamim, Velo, Leilos, Miyamim, Velo, Kol Yamim, Prat l'shabbatos v'yamim tov v'divri Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Kiva Omer, lo nemar chuko zu, elo l'pesach bilvat. Disanya, at the end of the next line, now it's underlined, Rabbi Kiva Omer, the second limud. Rabbi Kiva says, yachol yaniach adam tfilin v'shabbatos v'yamim tovim, tamud lomar v'haya la'os al yodcha u'lototofos bein einecha misha tzrichin os, Yatsu Shabbosos V'yamim Tovim Shehen Gufan Os. Look at Rashi, the end of the third line. The arrow Shehen Atzman Os Bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yisrael D'Chsiv Ki Yosi. So Nachamo, there's no Hachra in the Gemara. The Gemara just talks about Shabbos and Yom Tiv. The Gemara says that the reason is because both Shabbos and Yom Tiv is Os. So obviously, for us, the question is Chol HaMoed Nichlal in the Os of Yom Tiv? In which case there's no tefillin on Chol HaMoed, because that's the reason why there's no tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tiv. Or do we say no, we're mechalik between Yom Tiv, the first days and the last days, where Paki is an oath, so therefore there's no tefillin, but in the middle, there maybe is not an oath intrinsically, so therefore we should wear tefillin. The Gemara has no hachra'a whatsoever. Now we go to the third Gemara. The Gemara Ma'id Katan, where it begins to get a little bit more precise. Gemara, the Mishnah says in Ma'id Katan, Yud Ches Amud Beis. Mishnah says as follows. Ein Kosvin, it's the, you see the end of the third line at the top of page 4. Yud Ches Amud Beis, the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis in Ma'id Katan. Ein Kosvin Shtarei Chov B'Moed. Moed is Chol HaMoed. It's clear that this Mishnah, that this section, is talking about Chol HaMoed. Obviously, you're not going to have you don't need a Mishnah to tell me that you don't write a Shtar Chayiv on Yom Tiv. Clearly, we're talking about Chol HaMoed. No question. Ein Kosvin Shtarei Chov B'Moed. But nevertheless, you shouldn't write a Shtar Chov on Yom Tiv, an IOU. But the Mishnah continues, V'im Eino Ma'amino. Look at Rashi, if the Malva doesn't believe the Leiva, if the Malva thinks that the Leiva is going to not pay back, if he just orally gives it to him without any written record, oh, she'en lo ma yochal, or Rashi says if the Sofer doesn't have what to eat, so the Sofer needs parnasa, he's got to have parnasa now, imamish doesn't have what to eat, so in such a case, harei ze yichto. Continues the Mishnah, in kosvin tzvarim, tfilin, umezuzis b'moed. During Chol HaMoed, you don't write Sifrei Torah, you don't write tefillin, and you don't write mezuzahs. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kosev Adam tefillin u'mezuzahs la'atzma. If you need, you could write for yourself, because you need it. If you need it for yourself, you could write. Now, Zot Rashi la'atzma, l'kayem ze ha-mitzvah. If you need it to be mekayem the mitzvah, you could write for yourself. Avalatiba limkar, the derech schirus, that have a chashiv malacha that you can't do. To make a parnasa from this, to write to somebody else to sell it so that they could use it, that you can't do. But for yourself, you could write it so you could use it. Now already, it's getting a little bit closer, because it would appear from the Gemara and from the Mishnah, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Kaisev Adam Tfilin and Mezuzas La'atzmo, Licha Ora. It would not be terribly far-fetched to deduce from here that, in fact, they did wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. I woke up in the morning, I'm a sofer, Simigavon, Finster, in the Eidon, Nebuch, I don't have my tefillin. So I need tefillin. What am I going to do? I have to daven to put on my tefillin. So kaitzev adam la'atma, for yourself, you are allowed to write. It's mashma. It's not far-fetched to say. And there we'll soon see a ream of Rishonim bring this raya from this Gemara, that since we're talking about Chol HaMoed, and since we're being matir, the sefer, to write la'atzmai, so it's unlikely that the la'atzmai is, I'm going to write it on Chol HaMoed, so that on Isruchad, I should have tefillin ready, get up early on Isruchad, and write the tefillin on Isruchad. Write the tefillin after Yom Tov. Why do you have to write it today? It's mashma, I have to write it today, because I need it in 10 minutes. I need it in a half hour, in an hour, in 2 hours. It's mashma, here where Mamish talking about Chol HaMoed, the two Gemaras in Erev and Menachos just say Yom Tov. So there's no way that Gemara elicits anything with regard to Chol HaMoed. Here in Ma'id Katan, we're talking about Chol HaMoed. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're being matir la'atzmai zok rashi b'kayim zamis. Now let's look at the Yerushalmi, and this is all the data on the table. This is every Rishon is going to operate with the Gemara Menachos, the Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara in Ma'id Katan, and with this Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Ma'id Katan. The end of Elu Megalchim. Top of page 5. Shami tells a story. Line number 5. Chad bar nash. Such an interesting phrase. A human being. A person. Chad bar nash. Maybe nash is short for neshama. I'm not sure exactly. A living humanoid. Chad bar nash. Ovad tfiluye b'moada. He lost his tefillin in Chol HaMoed. Also, legabe Rabbi Chananel, he went to Rabbi Chananel. Look at the Kav Ma'eda. Well, one finger on the Kav Ma'eda, one finger on the Yerushalmi. Zot ha'elag Kav Ma'eda, in the first of the narrow lines, third word, chad bar nash, odom echad, nevdu lo tefilav b'moed. Also, legabe Rabbi Chananel, why did he go to Rabbi Chananel? Because Rabbi Chananel was a sefer. Shehaya sofer, and there are other makaris that he was a sefer, sheyichlev lo tefillin. What does Rabbi Chananel the sefer do? Vishalche legabe Rav Abba bar Nasa. So he sends the Barnash to Rav Abba bar Nasa. Amale, so Rav Abba bar Nasa says to Rav Chananel, Hav le tfilach, vizir kesovlach. Zot the Karbana Eda, Hav le lezer she'avdu lo tfilav. To this Barnash, who lost his tefillin, pain tefillin shelcha, give him your tefillin. Now, he's all set. He's got tefillin. What's the problem? Rav Chananel Nebuch doesn't have tefillin. Nimtza, shelo yihyu la'atzmo tefillin. And what's the halacha? V'kosei vodam tefillin la'atzmo. V'zehu ha'arama. You do a harama. For him to write for Yenam, Rabbi Chananel, for the Barnash. So you're not allowed to write for the Barnash. For Yenam, Tormenish. So how are you going to get around it? Nebuch is without tefillin. So you give him your tefillin. Now it's not Negea Yenam. Now it's Negea you. So for you, you could write for you. You could take care of yourself. Ad Kan de Yerushalmi. From this, it might perhaps also be mashma, that why did Rav Abba tell Rav Chananel to give the Barnash the tefillin, and now Rav Chananel is geblidim unken tefillin? You could write tefillin. Why could you write tefillin? Because you need the tefillin. Why do you need the tefillin? Because a Chol HaMoed, you put on tefillin like on every other weekday. So we have now 4 Talmudic sources. 3 Gemaras and 1 Yerushalmi. Now we have to go to work and to try to trace this through the Rishonim, and we'll come to the 18th century. You remember Rabbi Yitzchak Kara. I want you to keep Rabbi Yitzchak Kara in mind. We started the Heliga Feter. Rabbi Yitzchak Kara said that in Sfarad, you remember what Rabbi Yitzchak Kara said? The godless, the power of the Zayar, that until the Zohar showed up, what did they do? They followed the rush, and what did they do? They put on tefillin. Gekumin from Shemayim Misgalya the Zohar, no more tefillin. Now let's take a look. So the Gaonim did not put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. In the Otzer HaGaonim on Erevin, the second entry on page 5, in the Vehilchasa, Otzer La'aniach tefillin b'shabosos v'yamim tovim, d'chsi v'shamarta s'achuka azos l'moada. He quotes the first of the two limudim in the Gemara, yamim, mi yamim v'lo kol yamim, prat l'shabbos v'yamtiv. V'otzer La'aniach tefillin b'chol HaShamar. It's also to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Next one, the Gaon, first he talks about Tisha B'Av, and then the second line, U'bechol ha-moed ein menichin k'shabbos v'yamtiv. So the minhag of the Gaonim was, he says, Otzer, we don't know why, there's no rationale that's offered here. You don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The only rationale is that Chol HaMoed is a halacha like yamtiv, and just like on yamtiv, there's ice, and because there's ice, so ein ma'arvin ice ba'ais. So there already is an ice. We don't need another ice. So Chol HaMoed is an ice like Yom Tov, and therefore you don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. One second. Now let's go to the Me'iri. The Me'iri and the Rashba, the Me'iri and the Rashba both lived in Spain, in Sfarad, when the Rush lived in Sfarad. The Me'iri died in 1316. The Rashba, we're not sure, around 1310. So the Rashba is living in Barcelona, I told you. He's bona fide Sfarad. The Me'iri is living in Provence, which is southern France. Actually, the Rush had to go through Provence, had to go through southern France in order to get to the Pyrenees, to go over the Pyrenees to come to Barcelona. If you've been to Spain, you know Barcelona's northeastern part of Spain. It's very close to France. And then further you go south, 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 till you come to Toledo. So the Rashba is living in Spain, and the Me'iri knows about Spain. Zakti Me'iri in the Beis Habchir in Mayib Katan, the third entry, he died in 1316, the Rush died in 1327. Rabbi Yehuda, the second line, Rabbi Yehuda Matir Lichtov La'atzmo, Sfarim Tfilin U'mezuzas, V'yesh misha mochiach mikan, shemenichin tefillin b'chol HaShamoed. Why else would Rabbi Yehuda matir for yourself? Not for yenim. For yenim it's parnasa, it's chayra, that we don't allow a Chol HaMoed. But fazich alein we do allow. Why? Because I need it. Why do I need it? Because I'm going to wear it. Says the Me'iri, v'yesh misha mochiach mikan, shemenichin tefillin b'chol HaShamoed. V'eino kori os b'yom tov. And it does not have a halacha, a character of oath like Yom Tov does. Shim lo kein, echut ra'asiyasim b'moed. Because if you're not going to need it, how could you do it? V'chein shamanu shenoagim b'tzorfas. That's, in fact, in France, I heard in France, I live in southern France, and northern France, I heard taka that they put on tefillin achol HaMoed. Avo b'sfarad noagu shelo lahanicha. Gets a chazog the Me'iri that in Sfarad they taka did not like in Tzorfas. In Ashkenaz they wore tefillin. In Ashkenaz this marshal is standing on breita plates, the marshal who insists that we should wear tefillin and Chol HaMoed, I don't care what the Zohar says, is standing on breita plates because already in the 14th century we're going to see Keseder in Ashkenaz they wore tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But in Spain, Sfarad, they didn't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Now look at the Rashba. The Rashba was the Talmud of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah lived in Girona. Girona, or Girona, is an hour north of Barcelona. It's almost in the shadows of the Pyrenees. It's very close to southern France. So he's the Talmud of Rabbeinu Yonah, he's the Rebbe of the Ritva. He's living in Barcelona. Tshuva of the Rashba. The Rashba is Mifter around 1310. The Rashba, when the Rush came to Barcelona, the Rashba begged the Rush to stay in Barcelona. He wanted to have somebody he can talk to in learning. The Rashba was like sus anoche alim rasecha kamaitse shalo rav, when the rush showed up in Barcelona. He didn't want to let him go. The rush spent a few months in Barcelona because the Rashba insisted that he should stay. Finally, he tore himself away and he went to Toledo, where he became his own, the chief rabbi. Zot the Rashba, chelek aleph, simen tov reish tzadi. Uleinyan hanochas tfilin b'chol shamoed shesha'alto madati. Ani sover she'ein manichem. Shegam heim os. Why is chalamayet an os? Shaharei cholo shamoed osu b'chol melocha she'eino melocha sa'avad. That the etzem, there's an isha melocha on chalamayet also. There's a heter for davar ha'avad. If something is going to get lost, so you're allowed to do it. But the etzem, there's an isha melocha. What's the os? The os, the Rashba defines, what's the os of Shabbos and Yom Tov? The oath is an Issa Malacha. It's a holy day. It's stamped as a holy day because it's not like every other day. It's an Issa Malacha. Well, the Zelbe Issa Malacha applies also to Chalamayid. So Chalamayid is an oath. If Chalamayid is an oath, Ein Menichin Tfilin B'Chalamayid, just like Shabbos and Yom Tov. And he brings some rayas. V'chein das Rabbi Seinu Balei HaTosfos. V'chein das HaRaizid Zal. Afal pi shehitiru lichto vosom liatzmo b'chol shomoi. Even though you're allowed to write it, it's a chiddush. Right, what does he do? What does he do with the Gemara Ma'at Katan with Rabbi Yehuda? So he says, Rabbi Yehuda shita is, for yourself you're allowed to write, even if you're not going to use it immediately. I have to worry about myself. I have to worry about my tefillin. Who knows? Maybe after Yom Tov I'm going to have a cramp in my arm. Or I'm going to have to go shopping. Akasha, what I'm going to have to do, I'm not going to be able to get around to it. Now I can do it. So fazich, I worried about myself, I can do it now, even if I'm not going to use it now. So you don't wear tefillin a chol ha'moed, says the Rashba. The raya for Ma'at Katan is not a raya. Ois is relevant to chol ha'moed, just like the Shabbos and Yom Tov, because of the Issa Melach. What I show you here simply is that I am actually mystified by Rabbi Yitzchak Karo's assertion that in Sfarad, until the Zohar showed up, everybody followed the rush. We have yet to see the rush. Everybody followed the rush, and they all put on tefillin. Came down from Shemayim to Zohar, and all of a sudden they stopped. What are you talking about? The Gaonim already did it. The Meiri already says that in Sfarad they didn't. The Rashba says Beferish, Mi Lanu Gadol, Mi Gedolei Sfarad, and the Rashba says Beferish and the Tshuva that they did. So it's not so pashut that the Zohar stopped, that the Zohar stopped the wearing of tefillin in Sfarad. The evidence would appear to the contrary. Now just a little detour to the Shitas HaRambam. So the Rambam does not address this issue. The Rambam does not talk about tefillin and chol ha'moed. The Rambam says, however, at the top of page 6, says the Rambam, Zman hanochas tefillin biyom velo belaylo, Perek Dalat Halacha Yud, top of page 6, Zman hanochas tefillin biyom lo belaylo, Shenemar miyamim yamimo, Chuka zu hi mitzvah tefillin. Now what's the Chuka? Not like Rabbi Kivu says that the Chuka has to do with Pesach. No, the Chuka tak has to do with tefillin. If the Chuka has to do with tefillin, so miyamim yamimo is relevant to tefillin, so we're going to be medayek, yamim velo lelos. And the chain shabbosos v'yamim tovim einan zman tefillin shenemar v'hayu l'cha la'os v'shabbosos v'yamim tovim einat z'momos. Shabbos and Yom Tov is an oath. Tefillin is an oath. Since they already have an oath, so we don't have tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Nish konvort nish about chol ha'moed. Zok ha'elu gekesef mishnah. The ha'elu gekesef mishnah is none other then the Heilige Beis Yosef, then Rabbi Yosef Karo. Rabbi Yosef Karo wrote the Kesef Mishnah on the Mishnah Torah, and he wrote the Beis Yosef on the tour before he wrote his own Shulchan Aruch, called the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Beis Yosef in the Kesef Mishnah, it's on the left-hand side, it's halfway down the left-hand side, on page 6, on the top of page 6. I underlined it with an arrow. The nechleku aposkin b'chol shamoi. Sheyesh mehem omrim debechlal yamim tovim hein. Some say the Chol HaMoed is like Yom Tov. Ve'ein menichim v'am tefillin. Ve'yesh omrim shemenichim. And some say we do put on tefillin Chol HaMoed. V'chein nirah midivrei Rabbeinu. He's medayik from the Rambam that we do put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, because the Rambam paskins the Gemara in Moed Katan. Because the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Shvisas Yom Tov, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Gimel, Kosev Adam Tefillin La'atzmo, which he takes to mean for immediate use. So even though the Rambam doesn't explicitly address the issue, the Beis Yosef is medayik from the Rambam that you do put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. U'minag ha'olam haya lahanichan. And that was a minag ha'olam, says the Beis Yosef. Ad she'b'yemei Rabbanan Basra'i b'sfarad matzu b'sefer ha'zohar l'shir ha'shirim shemi shemeniach tefillin b'chol HaMoed k'mi shekotzeitz b'netios. And therefore, since the Zohar came out with such tekifas against, even though till then the custom was to, came out against, v'nimnu milahaniach od b'chol HaMoed. I actually wanted to bring a raya for the Shitas HaRambam in keeping with the diuk of the Kesef Mishnah from the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Shvisas Yom Tov, where the Rambam paskins, I xeroxed it right below, the Rambam defines what a Yom Tov is. Sheishas yamim ha'elu she'asran ha'kosav v'asiyas malacha, what are the 6 days that there's an isser malacha? Rishon ha'shvi shal Pesach, Rishon ha'shmini shal Chag HaSukkos, u'b'yom Chag HaShavuos, u'b'echod l'chodesh ha'shvi'i hein ha'nikroin yamim tovim. So the Rambam defines what Yom Tov is. What is Yom Tov? Yom Tov, as opposed to Chol HaMoed. So when the Rambam then goes back in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud, and Hilchos Tefillin, when the Rambam says, V'chein Shabbosos V'yamim Tovim Einon Zman Tzur, we know exactly what he's talking about, because Yom Tov means Yom Tov. He already defines what Yom Tov means. Yom Tov does not include Chol HaMoed. So at least it would be, it seems to me, in keeping with the diuk of the Beis Yosef, that the Shitas HaRambam was that we should put on a Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Now what about Minhag Ashkenaz? And I want to do Minhag Ashkenaz, I want to start to wrap this up. So I was having a conversation with my son-in-law, Corey Tarzik, who I saw pulling up before, I don't see where he's... I was having a conversation with my son-in-law, Corey Tarzik, and I said, I'm giving a shiur on Tefillin Chol HaMoed. So Corey said to me, it's a Rashi in the fourth parak in Sukkah. But he didn't have a chance to show me the Rashi in the fourth parak in Sukkah. So, Baruch Hashem, I found the Rashi in the fourth parak in Sukkah. And it's apparently a diuk, besides my son-in-law's diuk, it's a diuk from the Oruch Laner, the Binyan Tzion, and he tries to slug up the diuk. So if you look in the bottom, on the right-hand side, it's an interesting Gemara Masechet Sukkah, Mem Vav Amid Aleph. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbana, it's the fifth wide line. The fifth wide line, the second word, the first word is lulav. Tana Rabbanan, Osef Sukkah La'atzmo, Omer Baruch Shechiyat. Nichnas Le'Shevba, Omer Baruch Hasher Kiddushanu. Tana Rabbanan. We're talking here about different brachas that you make on different occasions for different mitzvahs. Tana Rabbanan, Hayu L'fan of mitzvahs harbe. Let's say you have a lot of mitzvahs to do at the same time. Omer Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu ala mitzvos. It's like an amazing thing. Like one size fits all. Thank you Hashem for being mechayev me to do mitzvos. And then you do all the mitzvos. You make one bracha, kayem of all the mitzvos. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Mevarech al kol achas v'yachas b'sneat. Zot Rashi, hayu l'fanoch mitzvos harbi. I have a lot of mitzvos that I have to do. For example, lito lulav, Leishev the sukkah, lahaniach tefillin, lisate b'tzitzis, zak kori, perish Rashi. What does Rashi say? I have all these mitzvahs to do, all at the same time. And what's one of them? Lahaniach tefillin. How's it shach? Not Yom Tov. When do I have to put on tefillin and sit in the sukkah at the same time? When do I have to put on tefillin and be nitel lulav at the same time? Can only be Chol HaMoed. So Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, on the left-hand side, in the Tshuvas Binyan Tzion HaChadoshos, wants to bring this raya at the end of the third line. Ulechora yesh lahavi raya. You see the title. The title is in Simen Nun Vav. Viplukta shebena poskim im menichim filim v'chol amoed. So at the end of the third line, ulechora yesh lahavi raya. The gam shitas Rashi came that we should put on filim v'chol amoed. The besukim and vav dibra maschel hayu lefan of mitzvos harbe because of Rashi leishev besuka ulan yech filim. So would appear, the Shita Sarashi is, that we should put on tefillin, and as we've already seen, the Shita of the Tzorfas quoted by the Meiri is in fact that in Tzorfas they did put on tefillin on Cholamayit. The Binyan Tzion here, and in his Orach Lener, the Chedushim and the Orach Lener on Sukkah, rejects this for interesting reasons, not for now. Now, we have to go back to Tosfos, and I want to just move a little bit faster now. If you go back to where we started, to page 2, we're not going to have time to do this, but if it interests you, you'll work through all three Tosfos. There's a Tosfos in Ervin, there's a Tosfos in Menachos, and there's a Tosfos in Ma'at Katan. All three places have a Tosfos. So let's just start with the one in Erevin. And you'll do the rest on your own. Tosfos in Erevin, Tzadi Vav, on page 2. The top Tosfos, Yamin Prat L'Shabbosos V'Yamin Tovim. You remember, the point that I made when we learned the Gemara is that the Gemara itself is not Machriya. The Gemara only addresses the issue of oaths, or Miyamim Yamima, in the context of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Doesn't say a word about Chol HaMoed. Zok Tosfos ulechora ein lahaniach tefillin b'chol hamoed lechayra on chol hamoed you should also not put on tefillin she'ein tzarech os. Why the asur b'melacha b'davar she'eino oved, the same lamdas that we saw in the Rashba that the os comes from it being an issur melacha, so there is an issur melacha on chol hamoed also. There's an exception to the issur melacha, but at its core there's the same issur melacha. If there's the same issur melacha, means that it has an os. If it has an oath, it means you should not put on tefillin. The oath, not only is a malacha, what else is the oath? The chayiv besukkah b'chag, u'bepesach osa b'achilas chametz. The same unique features that we have on sukkahs and pesach, on yom tiv, we have also on chol hamoed. V'chein paskol halachos gedolos. Aval b'Yerushalmi mashma titzorech lahaniach. Then he quotes the whole Yerushalmi. Remember the story about the Bar Nash, who doesn't have tefillin? He went to Rabbi Chananel. He sent him to Rav Abba. Rav Abba told Rabbi Chananel, give him your places. The Farish brings a raya from the Yerushalmi that we should put on the tzarech lahaniach, and then at the end of Tosfos v'chein amid debar, and that's what we do. Tosfos, 12th century, 13th century, in Ashkenaz, we put on tefillin. Next, Tosfos in Menachos on page 3, divra maschil yotzu. First, Tosfos wants to bring a raya from the Gemara in Ma'at Katan. Tosfos rejects it, and then he brings a raya from the Yerushalmi. Ubeperek, the page 3, the next of the last Tosfos, Dibra Maschel Yotzu, I underlined it. Ubeperek Basra de Ma'at Katan Mashma de Chol HaShemoed Chayev, because Kaisav Adam Tfilin La'atzmo, but he rejects that. And then Mi'uet Lav Raya. And then Oid Raya Me Yerushalmi Perak Basu the Ma'at Katan, and he blibes with that Raya from the Yerushalmi. Now the Tosfos of Ma'at Katan on page 4, Tosfos on the sugya of Ma'at Katan says bottom left, Ibra Maschel Rebbe Yossi Omer Ve'en Raya Mikan Shemutu Laniach Tfilin Avo Riva Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Avraham Hoya Mevi Min HaYerushalmi Lahatir Lahaniya. So the three Tosfos are consistent that even though the Ma'at Katan Raya may not be rock solid, but the Raya from the Yerushalmi is rock solid. The Raya from the Yerushalmi is rock solid. Our minhag is to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So basically we have emerging is that in the Middle Ages in Ashkenaz they put on tefillin, and in Sfarad they did not put on tefillin. And they did not put on tefillin in Sfarad before the Zayar showed up. Already the Meiri, the Rashba, already did not put on tefillin. Now let's go to the Rosh on page 7. The Rosh, after all, is the big proof. So the Rosh on page 7 and the Halachas Ketanis at the end of Menachos, we don't have time to work through the whole Rosh, but basically the Rosh says, in a nutshell, there's no raya from a Katan, and there is a raya from a Yerushalmi. Now I'm speaking shorthand because you already know exactly what this is. My Katan is not a raya from Rabbi Yehuda Kosev Adam Tfilin Liatzmo, but from the Yerushalmi with the Barnash, it is a raya. And he concludes all the way at the end, three lines from the bottom, V'yesh shemenichen tfilin b'chalo moed below bracha, and there are some people who put on tfilin without a bracha, v'hamavarech lo hifted. If you make a bracha, z'nishtazeg yifelech v'hamavarech lo hifted. If you remember Rabbi Yitzchak Karo said that what did the Rosh do? He put on tfilin and he made a bracha. It's not so pushy that the Rosh put on tefillin and made a bracha with azat kifis. The Rosh doesn't say umavarech. The Rosh says umavarech lo hifsid. You get the impression from Rabbi Yitzchak Karo that the Rosh's position was much more forceful and stronger than it would appear to be. If you look at the Mordechai, the Chavrusa, the Rosh's Chavrusa on the left hand side. So the Mordechai concludes. Three, six line, seven from the bottom. Hilkach nira raya gemura min haYerushalmi. Feirish a raya from the Yerushalmi. The chol amayed chayv betfillin. And then he says the samachay is the sefer hatrumos, and the sefer hatruma yesh lo aniach below bracha. That's what the Rosh was referring to. Umiyu the hilga rebbe the Maharam Rutenberg. Umiyu Maharam Hoya Mavarech Aleim Ahahidi Yerushalmi Shevesi Matzasi. Yerushalmi is so machriya that the Maharam made a bracha, held that you absolutely should put on tefillin and chol hamoed. I xerox for you at the bottom of page 7, the tour in the Beis Yosef. You'll work on it on your own. And now the bottom of page 8, we come to the Machaber and the Ramah. So we're now in the 16th century. Rabbi Yosef Karo, writes the Sephardi custom, and Rav Moshe Isserles writes the Ashkenazi custom. Now, you may remember, you probably do, that the Beis Yosef tells us a principle that he uses when it comes to Psak Halach. He says, I have three Rishonim that are top, and I follow the three Rishonim. Who are the three Rishonim that the Beis Yosef says he paskins like? The Rambam, the Rosh, and the Rif. The Rambam, the Rosh, and the Rif. The Rosh Hashita was, what's the Rosh Hashita? We put on tefillin achol hamoed, mevarech lo hifsid. According to the Fetter, he made a bracha. Mevarech lo hifsid. You put on tefillin. What's the Rambam Shita? The Beis Yosef himself was medayek from the Shita of Rambam. You put on tefillin achol hamoed, and I added Neifach Misheli in the definition of the word Yomtiv. The Rambam defines Yomtiv, and it does not include Chol Hamoed. What about the Rif? So I don't have time, but I can make an argument that the Rif Shita also is that we should put on Tefillin on Chol Hamoed. But even so far, we have two out of the three, which you saw pretty much straightforward. Kuntzegein the Mechaber, the bottom of page 8. Shimon Lamed Aleph and Aruch Chaim. Din tefillin b'shabbos v'yomtiv ubo be'si'ifim aleph si'if aleph b'shabbos v'yomtiv aso laniach tefillin mitnei shehem atzmam os v'im meinichim bohem os acher hoya zilzul os shelohem. Till now we haven't had a hezber, so you have two osos. Yeah, we'll have one big happy os, nochan os v'sfelt me'ois nochan os. It's wonderful. Add this ice, pile it on. It's so wonderful. Lots of ices. So why does it bother me? I can't put on tefillin. Tefillin is a diraisa. It says, "Shatim l'sal yadecha." So I can't put on tefillin. So why not? So you have another ice. So here we have a hezber. You may be mezalzel. We don't have time to work it through, but it's fascinating. At least he gives us an explanation. Siv Beis. B'chol ha'moed gam ken osur laniach tefillin. Mehataham hazeh ba'atzmo. Sheyemei chol ha'moed gam heimos. What does the Plemenik say? What does Rabbi Yosef Karo himself say? You don't put on tefillin, achol ha'moed, because it's an os. what's not here? What's not here in the rationale of why you do not put on tefillin a Chol HaMoed that we already saw in the Kesef Mishnah, and that he explicitly has half of the Beis Yosef, he quotes the Zohar. Half the Beis Yosef. I didn't quote the Zohar for you. It's in the Beis Yosef. It's like this long. It's 15 lines in the Beis Yosef. Not a word. It's purely operating within the framework of halachic principle. If you paskin that Chol HaMoed is also an ice, so it has the same halach in Shabbos and Yom Tov, and you don't put on tefillin. Fascinating to me, because it's keneged the Rush, and it's keneged the Rambam, and I would suggest, meanwhile you take my word for it, but you should never take my word for it, work through the riff, go find the riff in my cut and the riff in Erevin, and work through it. Says the Rambam, V'yesh Omrim, Shechol HaMoed Chayev B'Tfillin. HaMoed, we have to bear tefillin. V'chei nagin b'chol galilos elu lahanicham b'moed u'levarech aleihem. Minag Ashkenaz. Tosfos, the Rush, the Meiri with regard to Tzorfas, Minag Ashkenaz. You put on tefillin. The Marshal, who's a contemporary of the Ramah, Shreit Gevalt, we put on tefillin. I don't care what the Zayar says. Zayar Ahim, Zayar Aher, it's irrelevant. We put on tefillin. Achol HaMoed u'levarech aleihem. Ella, he says something interesting. She'ein mevorchen aleihem b'kol rum b'beis haknesses k'mo shar yamos hasha. Still ahead. You make the bracha, but you don't belt it out. All year round, you belt it out. Chol HaMoed, say softly. So the Taz, the last line of the Taz is beside himself. The Taz says, v'haminik shekosav ramah, the bottom right. She'ein bevachim bekorum hu tamua. The klape shmaya min bechalkim ben seser legoli. Who are you kidding? But God doesn't know you're making the bracha. You have to make the bracha, you make the bracha. But for God, it's going to matter if it's loud or soft. God knows seser, God knows. What are you talking about? So there's a lot of lumdis here, which we don't have time, to justify and explain the Ramad Shita that says you make the bracha, but you don't make it so loud. I want to conclude on page 9 with very interesting bedfellows. The Gaon and the Besht. You normally don't see the Gaon and the Besht on the same page, living b'shalom, einem mitten zweiten. And sure enough, the Gaon and the Besht both say explicitly, you do not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Gaon rejects the Moed Katan Raya, the Gaon rejects the Yerushalmi Raya, and concludes there's no basis whatsoever to put tefillin on a Chol HaMoed. You can't put on tefillin on a Chol HaMoed. The Baal Shem at the bottom, and the Shivchei HaBesht, I'm not going to read you the story, it's a gripping story, with his brother-in-law, Gershon Kitzever, fascinating story. The Besht did not put on tefillin because he read in a book that if you put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, chayiv misa. The Heshev ki ra'isi, right in the middle, is Sifrei Teich, in footnote 9, Sifrei Teich, I read in a Yiddish manual, a Yiddish practice manual, shekol mi shemeniach tefillin b'Chol HaMoed chayiv misa, it's the Zayah. So Chsidim, following the Besht, don't wait tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Briskers, don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And the Minhag Eretz Yisrael has now come pretty much straightforward. No tefillin on Chol HaMoed because of the Gra. Notice the Gra has nothing to do with the Zohar. The Gra, even though the Gra was a tremendous makubal, you know, we think that the Gra was like a kalta, you know, like a kalta litvak, you know, that the Gra was like, you know, he wasn't, the Gra was suffused with mysticism, with Kabbalah. Deep. He wrote Perushim on Kabbalah. But he doesn't, it's not a Kabbalistic argument. It's purely within the realm of halachic discussion. The Baal Shem uses the Zohar as his rationale not to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So what we see here is that there is this whole dynamic within the halachic substructure that really is itself cutting both ways, whether you're paskin like the Gemara and Mike cutting is a raya, whether Yerushalmi is a raya, whether tefillin is ayis is not an ayis. You can have a whole shiur on this, totally separate from what Kabbalah has to say and what the Zohar has to say. There's an inner dynamic. At the same time, what makes it particularly fascinating is that there's this whole overlay of the relationship between Kabbalah and Halacha, and that also cuts both ways. Because Rabbi Yitzchak Karo said that the Zohar insisted and made it the custom not to, and the Maharshal said, I don't care what the Zohar said, our custom is to. And the Beis Yosef, paskening keneged those who he normally follows, bases his rationale also on purely halachic grounds, even though it seems to me that lurking in the back of his mind, and not so far in the back of his mind, as explicitly mentioned in the Beis Yosef itself, is the position of the Zohar and the position of the Kabbalah. So whatever you do is wonderful, it's all great, you do what your fathers did, and you should continue to do that. And we should all be zeicha to have a wonderful last days of Yom Tov, and we should have a good Gebesh Diyah. Sure.
According to your theory...
So what happened? It wasn't working?
So it's not working now.
So this is the idea. Okay, so burn that one. And
well, it's not burn it. I think that's why I asked him to get it.
Okay.
So you'll email.
I can put on PCM.